Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Superior Livestock's got the Video Royale 24 set for the 1st, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August next week on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Monday, 1st of August, they'll be broadcasting live from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, they'll be broadcasting live from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, starting at 10 a.m. Central Time all 3 days. A total of 143,000 head will be offered over the 4 sale days, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Monday, the sale will be focusing on animals from central, southern, and southeastern states. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they'll primarily be coming from the western part of the United States. For details, give them a call at 800-422-2117, or for more details, you can also go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Cattle futures today finished in the red after briefly trading higher mid-morning. We finished down 27 in August at 140.20. Now that was $1 off of the lows from earlier at 139.20. There is speculation that the market could fill the gap down from about 5 trading days ago, which is 137.77 in the August feeders. Now yesterday the market traded higher, made short-term highs there, and then tanked going into the close, closing about $4 off the high. So coming into today there was some anticipation that the market could trade lower. It didn't really happen, and was only 20 to 75 cents lower. Live cattle 12 to 35 lower. There has not been any cash trade that I've seen up to this point. It was 116 bid, 118 offered. So the bids were a little bit more active here, moving up from 114 to 116 here late in the day. Boxed beef at midday, down 85 on choice at 197.71. Select up 15, 189.86. 141.05 on the feeder cattle index was up $1.79 yesterday. So now it is back above where the current front month August futures contract are. But overall, we finished the day about where we started, the day and week about where we started here, about 140 in the August feeders.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain market's really perked up for corn and beans here. We were 2 to 3 cents higher on the corn, and that put December corn up 3.5 at 342.25. Beans were 23 to 24 cents higher. November beans up 23 at 10.01. So we're back above the $10 level. There is a bit of a stretch on the spread between November beans and December corn. If you take the price of November beans at $10 divided by the price of December corn at 342, that gives you nearly 3-to-1 ratio. That ratio is typically 2.3 or 2.4. So relative to corn, it looks like the bean market is overpriced. Of course, there's not a whole lot from the supply side you can do at this point to correct that. The demand side will have to take care of that. But the price of beans seems to be relatively high, or the price of corn relatively low. Wheat futures, pretty quiet today, up 2 to 2.5 in Kansas City, down 1 to 2 in the Chicago wheat. The outside factors today, the U.S. dollar down 120 points after a disappointing GDP number of 1.2%. That was less than half of what was expected, and that caused the dollar to go down. Anytime the dollar goes down, of course, exports are anticipated to go up, and I believe that's what we probably saw lifting up some of these commodities late this afternoon. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.